Brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs, kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with an unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition.'" He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, thief, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Did you do the homework? Did you do my homework? Remember my homework with you? Did you do? No? How many of you read the Gospel, St. John chapter 6? How many of you? Oh. I was worried because that Sunday when I gave the homework, Father Joe switched with me the Mass and said, okay. But now I see that you are not ready for the homework. Very bad. Very bad. I told you, and I tell you today, you must read chapter 6 of St. John before then you die. Please, read the chapter 6 of St. John. Read it, please. For you, not for me. No, I read every year, and I started chapter 6. But for you, for your family, for your faith, for your participation here in the Eucharist, we must read the chapter 6 of St. John. Don't forget, please. We're back to St. Mark, who is the gospel in cycle B, because for 5 weeks we were reading the chapter 6 of St. John. Last week was the last part. And chapter 6 inviting us to live our faith, live our spiritual life, live our commandments with others. And today we have, maybe for some people, the law is a bad experience. Some people don't like lawyers, for example. Sorry, Mike. But some people say, "Ah, no, I don't like, because it's the law." No, they know the rules. They know everything about the law. And you say that, and they say, "No, but here said this and this." Okay, you say, okay now. But today we have like rules or law in our readings. For me, it's like a refreshing reading for us and our souls and our minds and our Christian life, because the first five books in the book and the Bible. Today we read the first reading from, which, do you remember? Which is the book? Which? The first reading was from? No? You are a must, definitely. Deuteronomy is the first, and the first book of the Bible is about law. The people, the Jew people, the Jewish people. Okay, Deuteronomy, what else? What are the other ones? No, the first five books in the Bible is about the law. Deuteronomy and Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Did you read it? No, I'm not sure you read it or didn't. The five first books of the Bible is about the law. It's the six, the in Old Testament people, they have 613 commandments. It's impossible, no, to fulfill 613 commandments. No? Yeah, but they have, it's because today we hear about the, in the gospel, no, the Jews was watching Jesus and say, why your disciples, they didn't clean your hands before that they eat. No, it's about the law. It's so many, many details. And when Jesus was with them, he says, this is ridiculous. 613 commandments. And he decided, or he thought, or God inspired him to only two. You know what is the most important commandment we have? Love God. That's it. It's easy to love God. No, he doesn't bother nadie. No, nobody is that. No, it's easy. Love God and love God. Put attention. Love God with all your heart and your mind and soul. And not only love God. No. Love God with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your life. All entire your body, your all you. God love. And the second one? That's it. Love your neighbors. love your neighbors as yourself. It's the part more difficult, no? Love others like me. No, you are very smart people, no? You say, love God. Okay. And love your neighbors. No. Love your neighbors as yourself. It's not easy. Not easy. No, it's not easy. But the good news for me, at least, is that today when we read the first reading, they said, Moses said to the people, now Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching to you to observe that you may live. You may live. He says decrees and the statutes is for live, not for die. Because sometimes we think the law is bad. No, the law is good. For example, when you are driving, we need the traffic light, no? We need the lights, definitely. What happens if you pass in the... Crash. Only crash? Accident. Maybe you can die, yeah? Maybe you can pass because you don't respect the law, because it's a law. They don't talk. The traffic light don't talk, no? No, we need... We observe that we need to stop or we need to throw away. The law is not bad. For example, baseball games or other soccer, they have rules or no rules? Yes. For what? For fair play, for almost. What else? They need rules for what?
Hmm?
Exactly, and they need the law for protect as well, protect the game, and protect people, protect, yeah, the rules are important, it's not bad. You have rules in your families? Yes. Connie, you have rules? Like what? Tell me one. Huh? And Mickey, you have rules with your husband? No? You don't have rules? Like what? Tell me. You have rules? No? No, you pass the bridge. It's okay. You are, yeah. You have rules? In the school, you have rules, of course. And your family? Like what?
Respect each other.
Respect each other? Mm-hmm.
Listen.
What else? Okay. You have rules in your home?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have? Uh-huh. And you?
You try.
Good. For example, with the kids, no? It's very important to have rules with them. Why? Why is important the rules in the families? Not the traffic light or the lawyers or... Why is important the rules for us? Structure. What else? Why is important the rules? Discipline.
Safe.
What else? Rules are not bad. For example, you say, before than we eat, you clean your hands. Not because you are you people. No, it's because it's necessary because the kids are playing germs and things like that. No? Or don't text or don't talk in the iPhone when we are in the table. You have the rule? No. In that, I have the idea for you. Is a rule important rule or no? Even when you don't have kids, for example, couples, young couples, texting, you know, go to a restaurant, and each one is... Oh, it's nice, no? Isn't that nice? Not nice, no? It's ugly, no? Yeah, and you can see the restaurants now. The people are, or families, it's worse. Five, and everyone with phone. I like they talk a lot. I think they texting between them. Yeah. One rule, please. One rule is we cannot text when we are together. Family. Not in mass. Please. Some people text in mass. Yeah, of course. You say, oh, no. I saw some people. Say, oh, no, Father. I have the reading here. Okay. I don't believe. Yeah, rules are not bad. And today, the rules are protect us. When the gospel and the first reading are talking about the rules or commandments or decrees, it's because God wants to protect us. He wants to protect us. It's not nothing bad. It's for protect us. It's not like a restriction. No. Your kid needs to learn. You need rules with them. And sometimes we need rules like adult people, no? Because we are bad example for the kids sometimes. Yeah. Don't lie, but you say, tell him that I'm not here. But the parents said, don't lie. It's bad. It's true or not true? Okay. And we need to be clear with us first. Is it because the gospel said it's inside in our souls, in our, yeah, the bad things are here, not out. No, it's here. When I think I want to kill that lady, it's in here, no? It's not out. Nobody knows, only me. Is it because Jesus has said, That people, they don't believe in me, they don't have respect for me, only for the law, for the human, for precepts, humans, but not for the eternal life. We have rules in the church, not only the Guadalupe. We have some rules in the church, like when you receive the Eucharist, some people say that, for example, I say, body of Christ, and they put, isn't that the way, the correct way? No, it's like a place. No, it's here. No, body of Christ, and we say, sometimes I don't know. I am old, and I am deaf, because, said, what did it say? It's like, body of Christ, they said. Very economic, yeah. No, isn't that? I say, body of Christ, you say, amen. Amen. We need to say that. And when the house is fell down, what happened? Pick it up and put it in the packet? Yeah, I think some people put it in the packet because it fell down and I can eat it. Why? You need, you must eat. Immediately you take it up and eat it. Eat it. If definitely if you don't want, okay, say the minister communion or me, Father, I don't want, okay, I can eat it. But it's you, because you fell down. But I, when I fell down, I pick it up and I eat it immediately. I don't put it in my pocket. No. No. You laugh, but it's a lot of experience with the Eucharist. Why? We need a rule. Why? It's the body of Christ. It's the blood of Christ. It's our faith. It's our spiritual life. And we need some rules as well. And today, the gospel and the first reading and the other readings are talking about not like restrictions, no. It's talking about our salvation, our life. And they say, he said, and the Deuteronomy said, for live, not for die, to live. And God is inviting us to live our faith. Amen.